With back-to-school season just around the corner, some parents might be preparing to get new clothes and shoes early next month. August 1st through 3rd, shoppers don't have to pay sales tax on clothing items that cost less than $100. The holiday was implemented in 2007 to discourage shoppers from crossing state lines to save. That's good news for family budgets, but it also means the state misses out on $4 million it might have collected otherwise. Cities and counties, however, are reimbursed. The Oklahoma Tax Commission figures out how much it would have collected and divides that money among 511 cities and 77 counties. Last year, cities received $2.7 million, with $519,000 going to Oklahoma City. Supporters of the tax break say it helps families stretch their dollars and could result in extra revenue for businesses if people buy one more pair of jeans, for example. But economics professor Jonathan Wilner said it just means people buy more on that weekend rather than spreading out their shopping. He said the holiday doesn't really change the overall level of economic activity in the state. Patients in Oklahoma City are finding some new places to get medical care. Access Medical Centers recently opened two urgent care centers in Oklahoma City, with another on the way. The clinics are affiliated with Integris Health. Tony Lyons, who manages one of the new clinics, said these new facilities offer affordable options when people need care right away but don't really require an emergency room. Bruce Lawrence, the president and CEO of Integris Health, said they also help address a shortage of physicians. Clinics like these are often staffed by physician's assistants and registered nurses. They can treat illnesses and minor injuries, and when needed, they refer patients to traditional settings. The growth of these retail health businesses in Oklahoma mirrors the national trend. A trade group says there are about 9,000 retail clinics in the U.S., with 300 more opening each year. Access Medical Centers already has 20 locations in Oklahoma. The state legislature failed to pass a right-to-farm bill in the last session, but supporters say they won't give up their momentum. Oklahoma Farm Bureau spokesman John Collison said his group doesn't want people outside the state telling Oklahoma farmers what they can and can't do. Oklahoma's law, and those from other states, are opposed by groups such as the Humane Society and the Sierra Club. Those organizations worry about animal abuse and environmental contamination. That can lead to laws such as one in California that sets a minimum cage size for chickens. Florida and Ohio have laws about restrictive pens for pregnant sows. The agriculture industry worries about creating a patchwork of laws promoted by special interest groups that might harm their ability to economically produce America's food. Oklahoma's Right to Farm bill passed with overwhelming support in the House of Representatives. However, as larger issues took precedence at the end of the session, it was set aside. Farm Bureau spokesman Collison said the bill will come up again, and he thinks it will help prevent problems that have happened in other states. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.